You may have noticed that gas prices have steadily been declining over the last few months. Wisconsin is now sitting at an average of nearly $2.50 a gallon, with some stations reporting rates as low as $2.19.
It's good news for consumers, especially around the holiday shopping season, but some are raising concerns over long-term consequences of low oil prices, including volatile market conditions and a potential impact on green energy and alternative fuels. So are low gas prices good or bad, and how long are prices expected to stay low?
Here to help us out is Jim Ritterbush. He's the president of Ritterbush & Associates, an oil trading advisory firm. Jim, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, we heard some of the numbers in the intro there. What exactly is behind these falling gas prices?
Well, whenever you get prices cut in half the way they have been within a six-month period, it usually represents a confluence of developments or events rather than just one particular item. So backing things up to early summer, we saw Libya return exporting oil after a hiatus of about a year or so. Subsequent to that, we started to see some strong indications that global demand for oil was much weaker than expected. In other words, growth in some of the emerging countries that had been carrying the water as far as oil demand growth were starting to slow appreciably, and I'm primarily referring to China. Long story short, most estimates that we saw last spring for global oil demand were about double what they currently are. So demand expectations were cut in half, and prices were cut in half. But it hasn't been simply a demand side story. It's been a supply side story, and that took on further clarity just about a month ago when OPEC had a meeting, and the key members opted to keep their production unchanged rather than adjusting it lower to this downdraft in demand that I referred to.
Let's compare this, say, to 6 months ago when we were around the peak summer driving season. What were prices like then? And is this type of six-month turnaround a typical timeline?
Well, 6 months ago, for instance, crude, which is a primary benchmark here in the United States, it was trading around $102, $105 in that area. And as of today, we saw a new six-month low down to about $55. So historically, this is a pretty low price, especially if you back up to about 2008 when we saw crude prices approaching $150 at one time.
So if we can hone in specifically on some of these variables that you mentioned, like Libya exporting more oil, demand is weaker, especially around the globe, including China. How quickly do we see an impact at the gas pump once these factors come to the fore?
Well, retail prices are slow to respond to the numbers that I monitor in the futures markets. So that's not an unusual lag. It takes time within the chain to filter down to the retail level. So I would say, just in really rough terms, what I'm looking at here today, if I see a price decline of 5 cents in gasoline, which we did see at one time today, that should show up at the retail level within a couple of weeks.
Do these, I guess, with the falling prices, there might be a growing demand now for gas. When will we start to see those prices going back up?
That's an extremely difficult call. It depends on what scenario that you lay out, and the one that I'm adhering to and presenting to my clientele is one in which OPEC will probably cry uncle early next year. They're pushing prices down in an attempt to reduce this growth in U.S. shale oil production. And I've told people before that I think OPEC will be forced to call an emergency session and cut production because our output response in the States is going to be slower than what most people anticipate. And I think OPEC is underestimating the creativity and ingenuity of the American oil-producing entities that set this fracking or shale production into motion 6, 8 years ago.
What are some of the potential consequences of long-term oil price decreases that we're talking about in just our minute here before break?
Yeah, long-term is really difficult to say because when I look at long-term in my business, sometimes I'm looking at a couple of months. But in rough terms, looking out a year from now, we'll probably be higher than where we are now. As far as the consequences are concerned, for at least a year anyway, it's a net plus to the economy. It's not a 50-50 deal. The advantages that flow to the consumer via the extra money that they can spend on other goods, that far outweighs the disadvantages over the short term. Over the long term, it's a different story. Unfortunately, it could tend to quell efforts toward alternative fuels, renewable fuels, things like that, and we don't want that to happen.
We're talking with oil analyst Jim Ritterbush about the continued slide in oil and gas prices, and we want to hear from you, too.
Are you taking advantage of the low prices, enjoying the extra cash in your pocket, maybe traveling a bit more by car, or do you have some concerns about what this could mean long term? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Cynthia Schuster in today for Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking to Jim Ritterbush. He's the president of Ritterbush & Associates, an oil trading advisory firm. He's with us to talk about why oil prices keep going down and what that could mean for the long term. You can join the conversation with your questions and comments at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Jim, I was reading reports that job growth since the 2008 crash of the stock markets has largely been in the energy sector. I'm wondering what kinds of jobs we're talking about and whether these lower gas prices are actually going to hurt job creation across the country.
Well, they'll hurt job creation in areas where you have a heavy concentration of production, such as Texas and North Dakota. But also keep in mind there's fringe companies that that support the entire oil industry. As an example, there's Chicago Bridge and Iron Company in the Midwest that supplies infrastructure to these various projects in the way of design and construction. And they had a stock that was trading at $90 last spring, and today it was trading at $37. So as a lot of companies that are affected by this low pricing see their equity prices decline and see their cost rise at the same time, they will be laying off people. And some of the large firms such as BP, Exxon, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, I think you could see layoffs there totaling thousands. Mm-hmm. However, within the grand scheme of things, these numbers will be small within the context of the U.S. economy. So in my opinion, we're going to see further declines in total U.S. unemployment going forward, notwithstanding the job cuts that we might see within the oil industry.
And on the other hand, as gas prices decline, there's less of an incentive to shift efforts toward more green technologies or fuel-efficient vehicles. Do you think that'll be the case, or is this decline just a temporary one that isn't necessarily going to affect trends toward green technology?
I think the ongoing trends toward alternative fuels, green technology, et cetera, I think that it's a solid trend that won't be inhibited by a brief decline in oil prices. In other words, if this downtrend in oil prices lasts less than a year, it shouldn't have a lot of impact. I see a V-shaped chart here where we take the market down to $45, $48 a barrel in crude, and then we see a very sharp recovery sometime next year. So that should not have a lot of impact on some of these long-term green trends.
Okay. Let's take a call from Bob in Madison. Hi, Bob.
That's good that you recognize that.
Bob, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, I've got an RV that holds 50 gallons of gas. And I park it for the winter, so I always let it run real low on gas right before I park it for the winter. Now it's sitting there, and I'm thinking maybe I should fill it up. But how will I know when the lowest price is?
Were you able to hear that, Jim?
Yeah, okay. I heard the question, and... Yeah, it's tough to call a bottom in any particular market, but I do see lower prices ahead. I think Cynthia alluded to some prices somewhere in the state of around 219, and I think that could eventually become an average price across Wisconsin. So I can see 220 on average in the Madison area, maybe 215. I do have a lot of difficulty constructing a scenario that would take us sub $2. But 215, 220, that would roughly tie in with my crude oil forecast.
And Paul in Sturgeon Bay is waiting on the line. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, hi. I'm just curious. I've heard this before in reference to oil and gas. As far as like the difference or the time lag between when it's sold per barrel and then when the price actually starts dropping in the gas station. What is it about oil or petroleum in particular that makes it this unique commodity that has these lags in time in when it, considering price and stuff?
Yeah, I've discussed the item with various corner gasoline stations before, and it's a unique business where when prices are going up dramatically, they tend to lose money on balance because they simply can't keep up with the higher price that they're paying for the commodity. And when the cycle turns and prices drop, they tend to be a bit slower to take these lower costs and pass them along to the user, because that offsets their losses in periods of rising prices. So there does tend to be a lag time on both ends. And like I said before, that's roughly a couple of weeks or so relative to the numbers that I watch here on the screen each day. But you can pretty much assume that gas stations anywhere in the country have seen some very, very favorable margins here during the past several months as prices have dropped and as some of them have been a bit too slow to respond to what's going on.
Now, falling oil prices have hurt the currencies in oil-producing nations, including Russia, where it looks like the ruble is in a sort of a free fall. Are global markets hitting the panic button quite yet or not?
Well, it depends on what market. There's such a variance out there, but your big producers are going to be hit the hardest, and Russia is one of the biggest producers, and this is having a major impact on that country, and it's going to be interesting to see the outcome. A recession in Russia is a foregone conclusion. I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's just a matter of how severe that recession is, simply because they rely on oil as much as they do. And even before oil prices began to decrater, they were seeing economic activity inhibited by sanctions. So they've had a lot of reasons to see their currency decline dramatically to record lows against the U.S. dollar. And they're not the only country that's going through this painful process. Venezuela, for instance, is having severe difficulties with these lower prices. And then you can look at some of your other smaller OPEC producers in northern Africa, such as Nigeria and Angola and places like that, that will also see a lot of pain from this huge price decline.
Now, I have to ask something that is probably on the minds of a lot of holiday travelers right now. As we're seeing gas prices go down at the gas station, why aren't we seeing airfare going down too?
That's a good question. The airlines have indicated that they are possibly going to reduce some of these fees for extra bags and things like that. But I don't see any collusion going on. But on the other hand, I don't see anybody stepping forward and saying, you know what, we've got a sharply reduced jet fuel cost here, and we're going to pass that along to the consumer. So my only observation of significance would be the fact that it's always supply and demand. And from what I understand, planes are being loaded up to capacity these mm-hmm. days. And as a result, that's economics 101. When you've got such strong demand for your product, you're going to be very reluctant to reduce the price of it.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays.
Same to you. That's Jim Ritterbusch, president of Ritterbusch & Associates, an oil trading advisory firm. He joined us to talk about the falling oil prices and what it could mean down the road.